Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Love hit as he throws, up for grabs, caught, Kraft, oh, on the run, Kraft pulling away, still on his feet at the 30, what a run after the catch by Kraft, all the way to the 26-yard line, it's a 59-yard gain. Second and goal, Jacobs trying to bounce to the outside, can he get there? Yes, he can! Touchdown, Green Bay takes the lead. And four. Wilson has played a quarter of this game for Jacobs, is the back right now. Pressure coming. He picked it up. Inside. Kraft's got it. At the 10. Kraft running away to the end zone. He has two touchdowns. 23. Inside. That ball comes out. On the scramble. We'll see. Multiple things. First off, who recovered? Second, did Gain will have it long enough to be a catch and a fumble? It looked that way live, and the Packers have it.
You know, we all have to own it. Certainly, you start with the schematics, man, because, you know, that's the leadership component of it. And certainly, we'll be looking at everything that we're doing, man, because some of these problems are somewhat repetitive, and we're not getting better fast enough.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so... Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
412-928-9370. Feel free to drive the show today, friends, because I don't have Doran and my producer's about to use the restroom to start things off. And just a guess, whatever's about to come out of Harry's going to be nasty. The Steelers laid a bigger steaming pile of dong on the field last night than he's about to. There's a word that comes to mind, and it's embarrassing. For the second consecutive week, the Steelers defense has looked like the most poorly coached unit in the NFL. The Steelers defense has now given up 30 plus points in four of the last seven games. The Steelers defense is 22nd in the NFL now in points allowed per game, giving up 25 points per game. You go back the last 14 games, and that's exactly how many points the Steelers, on average, are giving up. This is not a blip on the radar. This isn't a couple of bad weeks. This isn't a couple of bad plays. This isn't a miscommunication here, a missed tackle there. This is who the Steelers are defensively. And it's reprehensible. And worse yet, nothing will be done because the only thing that can be done is Mike Tomlin gets his walking papers, and we just know that Art Rooney II's not going to do it. He's not. Terrell Austin is trending on Twitter. Steelers fans want him gone. I got a great friend who lives out in Denver who texted me last night and said, "Do you think Terrell Austin could get fired midway through the season?" Guys, it does not freaking matter. This is Mike Tomlin's defense, and Mike Tomlin's defense for 14 games has been crap. The ghost of Joe Flacco sliced and diced him last week. And Jordan Love last night did something that we've never seen a quarterback do. Mike Tomlin says, oh, this defense is going to be historic. Hey, give Mike some points. Give him a pat on the back. Perhaps a cookie or a sticker, because he's right. This is a historic defense. Jordan Love, for the first time in NFL history, completed 20 consecutive passes, threw for 350-plus yards, threw for 3 touchdowns, had no turnovers, was sacked 0 times. No quarterback has ever had that hodgepodge of statistics in a single game. But if it ain't been done before, it can be done against this Steelers defense. And there's so many different angles to break down from this game. So many different things I'm sure you want to call and discuss at 412-928-9370. But the defense is a disaster. And it's probably worse than you think statistically. The Steelers defense is 30th in the NFL in yards allowed. That's right. The highest paid defense in the sport, $160 million defense, is 30th in the NFL in yards allowed. Oh, but wait, there's more. The Steelers defense is dead last in the NFL in passing yards allowed. You know, the defense that went and got Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay and drafted Joey Porter Jr., 32nd overall. He's basically a first-round pick. They're dead last in the NFL against the pass. And they've played guys like Justin Fields. They've played guys like Carson Wentz. You ready for another one? This Steelers defense has allowed a season-high passing yards to 4 consecutive quarterbacks. Most yards Love's thrown for in a season's 360. He did it last night. Most yards Flacco's thrown for in a season is 342. He did it on Thursday. Dylan Gabriel sucks. So do the Browns. But 221, that's the most that he's thrown for in the infancy of his career. And Carson Wentz threw for 350 yards. We saw him the other night. He was terrible. He has not thrown for more yards in a single game than he has against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Guys, this defense is historic. Historically bad. It's the most underachieving unit in the NFL. And you can make an argument, and I'm going to make that argument, that this is the worst defense in Pittsburgh Steelers history, because I do grade on a curve. I always liked that in college. I took an economics class at West Virginia where they did the curve thing, and I actually got a 58 on a test that wound up being a B. A lot of idiots in that class, including myself, but I was the smartest of the idiots. Perhaps the Steelers are the best of all the bad teams in the NFL. Maybe they're the worst of all the good teams. Nah, they ain't good. But I grade this team on a curve, and when you spend $160 million on a defense, when you spend $40 million on one edge rusher, when you feel the need to incentivize Cam Hayward so that he shuts the hell up, when you go out and get Jalen Ramsey and spend $10 million on Darius Slay, and you give Alex Highsmith, not this offseason, but the prior offseason, all the money you gave him, you can't have these kind of results. If the Steelers' defense was in the middle of the pack statistically in stopping the run and against the pass, and in points allowed, and in yards allowed, and in any statistical category, I think we'd be sitting here saying the same stuff that they're underachieving. They're not middle of the pack. They're one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and because the expectations were so high and the bar raised so high by the head coach specifically, to me, this is the biggest underachieving unit in the league, and arguably the worst defense in Pittsburgh Steelers history. What say you at 412-928-9370? Mike Tomlin said that they could line up and cover any team in the NFL man-to-man. specifically called the Bengals out when he was on a podcast with Ryan Clark. And what did we see last night? Some man-to-man defense, some zone defense. They tried a whole lot of stuff. Guess what? Nothing worked. DK Metcalf, this offseason, said that this is the best defense he's ever seen. Juan Thornhill, who made one of the worst plays on a football I think I've ever seen in this game against the Packers, said that this could be one of the best defenses of all time. Peyton Wilson, his job to cover the tight end, no? How'd Tucker Kraft do last night? Not pretty good. He said he's the best coverage linebacker in the NFL this offseason. Nobody loves the Steelers' defense more than the Steelers' defense, more than the defensive-minded head coach. And yet it's one of the worst units in the entirety of the NFL. This is rock bottom. I am as dejected as a Steelers fan as I have been in fill in the blank. Because nothing's going to change. I think it's intellectually dishonest to say that they didn't try new stuff this offseason. They did. They overhauled about half the roster. They traded one of their best defensive players in Minkah Fitzpatrick for a couple of good players, and Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. They drafted a defensive lineman in the first round. They brought in Slay. They brought in Thornhill. They brought in Eccles. They've changed a lot from a personnel standpoint. But until the head coach gets his head out of his rear end, they're going to continue to underwhelm, and that's probably not even a strong enough word, on that side of the ball. Doesn't matter if Keith Butler's the defensive coordinator, doesn't matter if Terrell Austin's the defensive coordinator, doesn't matter if Brian Flores is in the room. As long as Mike Tomlin is the head coach, the defense is not going to play up to its talent level. And what have we seen the last 8 years come playoff time? This Steelers defense gets picked apart, gets shredded. It's non-competitive. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game in damn near a decade. And now what are we seeing? Those same issues that generally have only really come up in the postseason. Well, now they're rearing their ugly heads in the regular season. The Steelers' defense for the last 14 games is giving up 25-plus points per game. This is who they are. We talked about it last week. Doran was cautiously optimistic that they could fix their defensive problems. Pat Bostic was cautiously optimistic that they could fix some of their defensive problems. Ray Fittipaldo, Mark Caboli, a lot of the people whose football opinion I trust thought, okay, it's a Thursday night against Cincinnati. They're going to figure it out defensively. Guys, spoiler alert, no, they're not. Mike Tomlin is incapable of fixing this. This defense will continue to suck. We could probably just end the show there without any fancy nuance or analysis. This defense ain't going to get no better. Fact. It's been 7 games. That's not a small sample size, and they've given up 30-plus in 4 of the 7. You go back the last 14 games, it's one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Folks, that's not a small sample size. Here's a question for the people at 412-928-9370. Did TJ Watt play last night? I didn't see him. Did Cam Hayward play last night? I didn't see him. There's nothing Pittsburghers disrespect more than a greedy SOB. And I understand why Cam Hayward wanted to get paid. I understand why TJ Watt wanted to reset the market for an edge rusher. They've been great players. TJ Watt's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Cam Hayward's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's at least Hall of Fame adjacent. I got it from their standpoint. But you can't be the greedy SOB and lay an egg the way that they have for most of the season. Because people here will not respect you. Oh, you need to feed your family? Oh, you're really living paycheck to paycheck? Go out there and make some plays. They haven't. And I feel like every post-game conversation with T.J. Watt sounds the same. Well, I'm going to have to look at the tape. Oh, okay, look at that tape. Cam Hayward, I'll always give him credit for standing there and facing the music post-game, but the emotion that he brings in the post-game is not doing it for me anymore. It's not moving my needle. Hello. Perhaps I need one of Mulsey's Blue Chews. It's not doing it for me. Pretending to be pissed off. Or I'm sure he is pissed. Doesn't do it. T.J. Watt, go look at the film. Juan Thornhill talked about miscommunication. Again! We're 7 games into this son of a gun. And he's talking about miscommunication? It ain't September. You're getting into the stretch run. You can smell Thanksgiving around the corner. We're talking about miscommunication? Folks, Mike Tomlin can't fix it. This is your Steelers defense. The only prayer this team has of contending down the stretch for a playoff spot is if Aaron Rodgers in this offense goes out there and lights up the scoreboard. Because this defense, well, they are who we thought they were. And we ain't letting them off the hook. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. If you'd like to voice your frustrations, we're happy to have you this morning. It'll be cathartic. Scream into the phone on the way to work so you don't yell at your boss or your coworker. 412-928-9370. The word that comes to my mind is embarrassing. Shame of the thing is, you're going to have the national media, I guarantee it, on Get Up Today and Good Morning Football and all the programs that I can't really stand. They're going to talk about how Jordan Love outperformed Aaron Rodgers. And that's not the story. The story is that the Steelers' defense are paper tigers and have been going back the last season and a half. 412-928-9370. Watt looks even worse when you compare him to some of his peers. We'll do that next. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Love with a hand signal. The pressure comes. It's picked up. Love to space. Downfield for Watson. He's got it. Christian Watson, welcome back. He's got it at the 7.
Just didn't play good enough football. That's point blank. We need to watch the film and see what happened, but not stealing football.
Yeah, you got to watch the film, TJ, where you got your ass handed to you in every conceivable way defensively, except actually, hey, guess what, guys? They stopped the run. It's almost like Mike Tomlin misdiagnosed the problem last week, which we talked about for a week plus. Oh, I got to stop the run. They were throwing it all over us because we couldn't stop the run. No, they were throwing it all over you because your cornerbacks stink and your front seven isn't creating consistent enough pressure. And I think we all saw it this week against Green Bay. They stopped the run. You know what they couldn't do? Stop the pass as Jordan Love threw for 360 and three touchdowns. The Steelers gave up 454 yards on defense and 35 points. The Steelers' defense has given up over 350 yards in 6 of the 7 games they've played this season. It's remarkable how ineffective this defense has been. And not only against elite offenses or elite passers either. And the biggest issue is that they're not getting enough from their big-time players. Their biggest issue on a long list of big issues. Josh Rountree, our friend, tweeted this out not long ago. Watts got 4 sacks in his last 11 games. Highsmith has 2.5 sacks his last 8 games. Hayward, 1.5 sacks his last 12 games. Queen, 2 sacks his last 25 games. Those are the 4 highest paid Steelers. TJ Watt this season making 24 mil. Hayward at 23. Highsmith at almost 19. And Patrick Queen at 18. None of them have been good enough. TJ Watt last night, 0 sacks, 0 TFLs. He only has 4 sacks on the season. Myles Garrett had more sacks yesterday than TJ Watt has on the year. Myles Garrett had 5 sacks. TJ's got 4 on the year. Need I say more? I will anyway. Micah Parsons had a sack. You think he might have been part of the game plan for the Steelers, try to take that guy out of it? The same way Green Bay schemed to keep Watt from affecting it? Parsons still got home. Rashawn Gary, who had 5.5 sacks coming in, had 2 in this game. He's now got 7.5. He's a really good player. He ain't TJ Watt. Somehow he's getting free and making plays. Somehow Parsons is getting free and making plays. But TJ Watt ain't. TJ Watt hasn't just underperformed his contract. TJ Watt hasn't been good this year. You can't pay that kind of money to a player and have him no-show as frequently as he's been no-showing. Watt's not just bad right now. He's getting lapped by the other premier edge rushers who got paid in the NFL. So it ain't even a contract issue here where he was distracted and didn't get all the reps in this offseason. Micah Parsons got traded and paid and didn't practice with Dallas. He goes to Green Bay, a little slow start. He's now got 6.5 sacks on the season. Myles Garrett asked for a trade, then ultimately got paid, and yet he leads the NFL now, by the way, in sacks. TJ Watt wanted to get paid, got paid. Out of the 3, he's by far the worst one. Mike in the car is going to lead us off today. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Adam. Happy birthday, my man.
Hey, thanks, dude.
Hey, couple points, man. I was at the game last night. My first one about Watt, man. I mean, I think he's done, man. Listen, they went to Renegade, right? They went to Renegade, and then the next play was that, like, 12-yard run. I think they were already winning at this point.
Yep.
But they ran right at him, and then he was bitching about getting held. And I'm like, dude, when you start seeing that, I mean, it's done.
It's a mentally weak team, Mike. Real quick, I'll let you finish. But it's a mentally weak team. Aaron Rodgers talked about the referees blowing the offsides, non-offsides call, which they absolutely did, but you can't let that affect your demeanor. You can't allow that to totally change the tide in the game. And they did. That's when Tucker Kraft then made that huge play because the Steelers can't tackle worth the rat's ass. So you had those in back-to-back series, and I feel like they let that moment break them. It's a weak team mentally.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And then my second point, man, is just the game of football in 2025 has just passed up Mike Tomlin, man. I mean, Love was just throwing layups, man.
Yep.
Like, wide open. Like, I've never seen so many parallel throws that resulted in 8 to 12 yards every time.
I saw the same thing, Mike.
He's
and
wide open.
You know what's most frustrating about that? Mike Tomlin was asked a question about why the flats were so open in this game. And he said they didn't lose the game because of what was done in the flats. He might want to go back and look at Tucker Kraft's first touchdown because it was a throw to the flat. They couldn't make a tackle. And all of a sudden, the snowball started rolling downhill. 412-928-9370. The phone lines are jammed. We will talk to as many of you as possible over the course of the morning. It's good for you. It's good for me. It's good for your coworkers because we don't want you yelling in their face today. Yell at me through your phone. At 412-928-9370, that's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. When Mike Tomlin made the comments about how this defense can do historic things, he was talking specifically about that secondary. We've heard Mike Tomlin pound his chest and have some hubris when talking about his defense in the past. We have not heard him talk about a defense the way he talks about this defense, or did before the season started. And I think most of that has to do with the secondary. I've got some damning numbers on the Steelers secondary that you probably realized in real time, but you need a refresher on them now. Tell you what that is when we come back, and we'll take your calls, text, and tweets. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For you.
TJ screaming off the edge on third down. Love hit as he throws, up for grabs. The 30. What a run after the catch by Kraft.
all the way to the 26-yard line. It's a 59-yard gain.
You know, I thought their tight end obviously was significant, man. His run after, we talked about it during the week. We didn't do a good enough job of minimizing that. And that probably was the catalyst of it. That field flipping play on third down, we laid the ball up to him. He made a catch and run, I thought was a significant component of the texture of the second half.
Yeah, you don't say. Speaking of the second half, Steelers outscored 28-9, 21-6 in the fourth quarter. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And my God, the Packers finished and the Steelers did not. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The play that keeps busting into my face, that's poor phrasing, the play that keeps popping into my head is the Savion Williams touchdown. The swing pass again into the flat, even though Mike Tomlin after the game said the defense in the flat wasn't an issue for them. And Darius Slay, he tries to tackle him like they're playing two-hand touch. $10 million they're paying that guy to not make tackles and to not break up passes. He looks beyond cooked, and actually Brandon Echols played a lot more in the second half because I think Mike Tomlin and the coaching staff see what we all see, and that's that Darius Slay is an old man. You want to talk about historic defense? How about prehistoric defense? You like that one, horse? 412-928-9370. So coming into the game, we spent a lot of time last week talking about Tucker Kraft. He's their best weapon. He's one of the very best tight ends in the NFL. You would think that would be the guy you're trying to take out of the game. He went off. 7 catches, 143 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But this is nothing new. In our analysis, award-winning Marconi-winning analysis, we always highlight the biggest matchups going into every game. This week it was Tucker Kraft. Stop that guy. They didn't. He had 2 tutties. Week 1, find a way to slow down Garrett Wilson with this secondary that's going to be historic. What did Garrett Wilson do? 7 for 95 and a touchdown. All right, how about week 2? Who you got to slow down? How about Jackson Smith and Jigba? He's their best offensive weapon. Find a way to take him out of it or find a way to slow him down. They didn't. 8 for 103. Going into the New England game, hey, find a way to stop their tight end, Hunter Henry. He's their best weapon. He went 8 for 90 and 2 touchdowns. All right, how about in Dublin? Who's their best player? Maybe the best wide receiver in football, Justin Jefferson. Find a way to take him out of the game. Find a way to slow him down. You've got Jalen Ramsey. 10 for 126. Bill Belichick made a living. I mean, he's making an ass out of himself now. But Bill Belichick made a living of taking away the opposition's best weapon. Make the offense play with one hand tied behind its back. That's pretty fundamental stuff. Circle their biggest playmaker. Spend the week game planning to find a way to take their biggest playmaker out of the game. Any defense should be able to take one guy away. And routinely, the Steelers are getting burned by the opposition's best player. Week in, week out. It can't happen. And it can't happen when you talk about how damn good your secondary is. Garrett Wilson, 7 for 95 in a touchdown. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 8 for 103. Hunter Henry, 8 for 92 tutties. Justin Jefferson, 10 for 126. And, oh yeah, how about Ja'Marr Chase last week, who had 864 catches for 1,000 yards? Or something like that. 412-928-9370. Anthony in Oakland next up. Hi, Anthony. Good morning, buddy.
Thank you. You know, when you look at this and dissect this whole issue, folks, we clamored about how poor the offense has been for years and how the defense has saved them. To see it, the Pittsburgh Steelers score 50 points in 2 games, but their defense allows over 60.
Yep.
Is an embarrassment of monumental proportion. There's no getting around this. This should make the owner scream bloody murder behind closed doors to someone. Someone should pay the price for this. And if you're not going to fire Tomlin, then he's going to have to fire an assist. You have to make someone the sacrificial lamb for this because it's filtering down to the player. You could see the frustration in Aaron Rodgers' face the last 2 weeks. And even other players, it's inexcusable for Metcalf to go. The play went from third and two to third and 17 because you lost your cool.
Oh, we will get into that, the undisciplined Steelers. But, Anthony, you're right, pal. They're the worst pass defense in the National Football League. So, yeah, a head needs to roll for this. And I would bet my mortgage that Terrell Austin's not going to be back next year. But guess what that fixes? Nothing. It's the head coach. It's the head coach's defense. Yeah. Well, it's been the head coach's defense since Dick LeBeau walked off into the sunset.
Well, you're going to have to strip him of some of that power. Listen, Dan Rooney stripped a four-time Super Bowl winning coach of some of his power. So, I mean, when are you going to get some guts, Mr. Rooney, and do what's good for your franchise? It has your name on it, sir.
I don't...
Let me say this quickly before you go. Because this is... I watched the end of that Jets-Bengal game. The Jets' comeback score took a one-point lead. They put that game in their hip pocket.
Yep.
The Steelers, they had more time. And they still put it in their hip pocket. The Steelers let them go down the field like it was a walk in the park. If we don't see Peppers, if we don't see Trice, if we don't see Pierre, then the heck with this football team. Thanks, man.
Anthony, appreciate the call. As always, James Pierre ain't it. Corey Trice ain't it. Peppers was cut loose for a reason by a 6-2 football team where Mike Vrabel seems to think or seems to know what he's doing in Foxborough. Those guys ain't the answer. But the fact that a reasonable caller, one of our favorites, Anthony, is saying, play those guys, tells you just how bad the secondary's been. And there's no excuse for it. You traded an all-pro, maybe Hall of Fame guy, Minkah Fitzpatrick, for Jalen Ramsey, and he's been pretty damn hit or miss, mostly miss. Darius Slay plays like he's got two broken hips. Brandon Echols is just a guy. And Joey Porter Jr., to this point in his career, is a bust. When you're talking about James Pierre coming in and saving the day, and I'm overstating it a little bit, but you get the point. When you're talking about guys like Corey Trace coming and play that guy, you're done. You're cooked. It's over defensively. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You want to add some injury to insult? Steelers lost a couple of players. That ain't going to help. We'll tell you about it next. We'll take your calls at 412-928-9370. And what did Mike Tomlin have to say about the offense? We'll get to that. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Good morning. Now, who am I kidding? It sucks. The Steelers' defense sucks. The Steelers are 4-3. And don't look now. The Ravens are the favorite to win the division again. The Ravens at -105 to win the AFC North. The Steelers at +175. The Steelers are -135 now to miss the playoffs. The Indianapolis Colts come to town next week. They're the best team in football. They've got the number one offense in all of football. Jonathan Taylor could maybe be the NFL's MVP. He's having a Saquon Barkley-esque season. So I don't know that things are going to get better. Then you got to go on the road to Los Angeles and play a Chargers team that just dropped 37 points the last time they took the field. You think the Colts might score 50? I think they might. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Before we get back to the phones, Deshaun Elliott looks like he's going to miss the rest of the season, no? Mike Tomlin called the knee injury significant. He was ruled out immediately. He went to the blue tent and then was carted off the field. He was emotional. You don't have to be a genius or a doctor or have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night to realize that guy's not going to play again this year. And as far as Isaac Seumalo's concerned, he got a pec injury. Usually that's not good. That's going to keep him out at least for next week if it's a pec strain. Now, I don't have pecs, so I can't really speak to them. But when you're a big, strong dude who pushes people for a living, you need your chest muscles. And if it's a tear, well, then he's done. And with that, then, might mean the end of the jumbo package. I thought that affected the Steelers in the way they wanted to run the ball in the second half. I mean, score got away from them, so they needed to throw the football. But I think part of it was Sayamalu gets pulled from the game, and Spencer Anderson has to go in a tackle. They ran a play with multiple tight ends where Jonnu Smith scraped across and tried to block damn Micah Parsons when Parsons got home for the sack. I think that would have been Spencer Anderson if Spencer Anderson weren't already the left guard. The Steelers are a good running football team. It's been 4 weeks in a row where per carry they're running the ball well. They're not going to be a great running football team if they can't use that six offensive lineman look, the seven big hogs look. Like, they're going to miss Sayamalu, but they're mostly going to miss Spencer Anderson being that extra tight end. What a disastrous loss that is. And as far as Deshaun Elliott, when he hasn't been out there, they've had even more communication issues. They have too many good players for one guy to get removed and for the defense to be running around with chickens, like chickens with their heads cut off. But hey, that's what's happened when they haven't had Elliott out there. We'll get into Aaron Rodgers' performance and our evaluation of it at the top of the hour. Right now we go to Rich in Wilkes-Barre. Rich, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Terrible. How are you?
I'm done. I'm done with this team, man. You know, it's the same thing as it was past how many years. This defense is going to bend. We're not going to break. The beginning of the year, they gave Tomlin basically free rein and said, okay, we're going to bring all these guys in.
Yep.
And every year it's the same excuses. What good coaches do is, one, they don't brag openly about having a legendary defense.
Before doing anything.
Exactly. Now, two is, when you evaluate talent, you evaluate yourself also and what you can do better, what you're doing wrong to help this team. It's not just the players, it's you. And I guarantee, I hope, ridicule me all you want, I hope they lose the rest of the games this year. I do. Because that's the only way, if any chance, they'll get rid of Tomlin.
Well, they're going to lose their next two. I feel pretty confident in saying that. And thank you for the call, Rich. And while you're in Wilkes-Barre, you might want to check out that Sergei Mereshkov, goaltender of the future for the Pens. He looks pretty doggone good. Pens season on us real quick now with the Steelers stinking. They're not going to lose the rest of their games. They're probably going to wind up around 9-8 because that's what they always do. And the beat will go on. And Anthony in Oakland called up last segment and he said Dan Rooney would have fired blah, 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 blah. And I'm not making fun of Anthony. Dan Rooney ain't walking through that door. And this owner has no stomach for making the hardest of hard decisions and getting rid of Mike Tomlin. The Bears called this offseason wanting to trade for him. And they basically hung up on him. Mike Tomlin will be here for as long as Mike Tomlin wants to be here. And for as long as Mike Tomlin will be here, the Steelers won't win a playoff game. And the defense will continue to be pedestrian at best. And right now, it ain't even close to pedestrian. 30th in yards allowed, dead last in passing yards allowed, 18th against the run, 22nd in points per game allowed, giving up 25. Now have given up 30 in four of the seven games they've played. They're giving up over 25 points per game going back the last 14 games. I think we covered it all there. 412-928-9370. You want to get some griping off your chest? Give us a ring. Again, 412-928-9370. Jordan Love played a lot better than Aaron Rodgers did last night. How much of this loss do you put on Aaron Rodgers? We'll get to that when we return at 412-928-9370. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 59, low of 35. Tomorrow, high of 56, low of 37. Your team sucks, so does the weather. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.